Hi, I'm Piper.
And I'm Erin.
Welcome to Off the Tracks podcast, where we explore what it means to do law differently.
This is a very special episode because it marks 1 year of Off the Tracks podcast. And we are so excited to join you for a little, what we call a solo episode, but it's just us, just me and Piper.
It's just us hanging out. This is our third solo episode since we launched the podcast last February. And this is episode 29. And I think our last solo episode was like episode 11. So I guess we have a lot to catch up on. Erin and I are super excited. We are so, so grateful to everyone listening today, to everyone who has listened the past 28 episodes over the course of the last year. We really didn't know what to expect when we launched the podcast. And there was definitely a lot of trial and error. At first we said, okay, we're going to do it every 2 weeks. And then we quickly realized that was a mistake. And so now we do episodes every week. And, I don't know what I expected, but I never really envisioned us sitting here a year later reflecting on the past year. So I'm so grateful to be doing this with you, Air.
Aw, yeah, I know. It's kind of surreal to look back and it at the same time feels like it has been a year, but also not at all. We've had so many great guests and had such a blast, but time is such a weird concept to me. It is so hard to conceptualize that a year ago we started this and months before that we started talking about it. So I don't even know how to conceptualize time right now, but it's pretty surreal to be sitting here.
And it's so cool because like something Erin and I talked a lot about in our last solo episode, which came out in May, was about how one of our favorite parts of the podcast up until that point, and I think Erin would agree still to this day, is how the podcast has introduced us to so many people that we wouldn't have otherwise met. And what's cool is like we keep in touch with these people, whether it's through messaging or emailing or just following along with their exciting adventures and successes on LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter or whatever the medium might be. And it's so neat to see how so many of our guests have taken on new roles, whether that be personal or professional, or started new projects or just done really cool things since we last spoke to them. And we are so excited for what the next year has in store in terms of the people we'll get to talk to and the topics we'll get to explore. And yeah, it's just really cool and really rewarding. And so even on the nights where it's like very late at night and I'm texting Erin at like 2 a.m, AKA
last night,
being like, okay, I just listened to next week's episode and here's what I thought and here are kind of the notes and stuff we should post about it. Doing this podcast just like really fuels my soul. And it's so fun to be able to do it together. And I think too, like Erin was saying, like time is such a weird concept and construct these days. But it's so cool to be able to work on something that challenges you with one of your closest friends, because it's like Erin and I obviously stay in touch, like just on the day-to-day, like right before we started recording, I was talking about jade rolling my face. So like we stay in touch about the minutia of everyday life. But it's also really cool to like have a common goal and to like see your friendship grow through that as well. It's just, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's really fun.
Yeah, it is definitely really fun. And definitely as a solo lawyer, it has brought a bit of community to my life as well, because otherwise it would just be me sitting in my office by myself most days. And even though Piper isn't physically here, I feel like she is always here otherwise because she's on the phone or Zoom or
that's
FaceTime.
Probably because I don't leave Erin alone. That's what she's leaving out.
No, but I love it.
I say the feeling is mutual. Like sometimes I check my phone and it's like, Erin O'Rourke has sent you 6 TikToks. And so the feeling, it definitely goes both ways.
I think like, I don't know if this is a job. I guess this is what the algorithm is supposed to be for, but I think I would be excellent at curating TikTok playlists. Because when I see a TikTok, I don't send it to everyone. I send very particular videos to people that I know will appreciate it. And so one of my favorite tasks before bed is to, you know, scour TikTok for TikTok videos that I think Piper will enjoy. And I think I have a pretty good track record.
It's very thoughtful. It's like when people send like a curated gift box or something like that, like this is a different niche. I'm not sure necessarily you could charge money for it, but I digress. Erin, what do you think has been like one of the coolest things we've gotten to do this year, or one of the, your favorite things that we've gotten to talk about on the pod?
Yeah. Wow. That is a tough question because it has been a whirlwind of a ride this past year. But honestly, I think one of the coolest segments we did was the Second Life series. And I just found that so inspiring to just hear stories from different people on how they were able to pivot and change their careers and to make new paths for themselves where those paths didn't lie. And whether it was doing law first and then transitioning to doing something else, or doing something else and transitioning into law, I just found all of their stories just so unique and beautiful. And I really just enjoyed hearing from them and hearing how they pursued their passions, no matter what it was. And I just thought that was such a cool part of this podcast. And I think there's snippets of that in almost every episode, but the Second Life series was really special. And, I can't take credit for that brainchild. So, thank you, Piper, because that was definitely a fun, fun ride.
No, it was so fun. And I think what the Second Life series taught me, and what a vast majority of our episodes teach me and remind me every time, is that it's never too late to start over, or it's never too late to start something new. It's never too late to find a new passion, open a new door, explore a new adventure. And also, it's never too late to take a break. I think, like, obviously taking a break in terms of work is a privileged position to be in, and one that isn't afforded to everyone. But some interesting conversations we've had with people are about time they've taken away from the law to sort of figure out their place either in the law or outside of it, or maybe like a break led them back to the law. And so it's just really a stark reminder that like the current situation you're in isn't the one necessarily that you're going to be in forever, even if it's really hard to see the forest through the trees in the moment. And I think so many of our guests have shown me that you have your whole life to try so many cool things. And yeah, it's just really exciting and gives me like so much hope as someone sort of just at the beginning of their career and still figuring out every single day. I don't even know what I'm going to have for breakfast tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to figure it all out. So I think one of the things I love the most personally and selfishly about the podcast, though I hope it gives this to people listening as well, and not just myself, is the feeling of not being alone, as really cheesy as that sounds. Like when we did the debt series at the very beginning of launching the podcast, and we talked about student debt, law school debt with different guests, it made me feel far less alone. And even as we've continued to touch on debt on a smaller scale, in some of our more standalone episodes, or even within the Second Life series, it's made me remember, like, I'm not the only one who's had to deal with this debt. I'm not the only one like emotionally affected by it. And so it helps put things in context, and it helps kind of bring some solace. And like you were saying earlier about community, like it makes you feel a part of something, even when some of the things we're dealing with can feel really, really lonely when we think it's just us.
Yeah, definitely. I have to agree that it has just been so neat to sort of feel together, even though we're apart. Wasn't that like a, I feel like that was a slogan for something, together apart.
Like an ad for something.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I think it was like
not an ad, but
this is not an ad, but I think it was for like social distancing, maybe. together apart or something. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, but thank you for that wonderful tagline that I have now co-opted. But Piper, what is one thing that you're most looking forward to this year?
Yeah, so, oh my goodness, I am really excited. Erin and I have semi-planned out the rest of the season. We are kind of hoping to copycat what we did last year and run episodes till the middle of June and then take a bit of like a summer hiatus. And I feel like this is as good of a time as any to let people know what's coming next. So I can't take credit for the next series, but the next series we're doing starts next Tuesday on February 22nd. And it's something that we've wanted to do since the beginning of the podcast. And this series, I like to think, is like in honor of Erin. It's called the Going Solo series. And in this upcoming series, we sit down with an incredible lineup of guests to learn more about how they made the leap and opened their own law firm. And I am not a solo practitioner, nor do I have plans to be. But it's been so cool to talk to people about what led them to solo practice. It's been so neat. Erin jokes in many of the episodes that
almost everyone, I think
almost every episode. Sorry for the recycled jokes, guys. I do it too. Erin jokes in like every episode. This could have been a series about like people who helped Erin open her own firm, but it's true. Like everyone is so kind and so generous and has such valuable advice. So if you've ever been curious about working for like a firm of just a couple lawyers or going solo, or even if you're just curious about like different ways to practice law or to be your own boss, we can't recommend this series enough. We are so excited to launch it next week.
Yeah, there are so many good tidbits. And I was almost like leaking some of those good tidbits when we were just talking about some of our favorite memories, because some of them have yet to come. And I'm so excited to share some of these episodes with everyone, because yes, it is near and dear to my heart, because I did go out on my own and did go solo. And a lot of the guests helped me through that. But a lot of the guests I didn't know were solos, or didn't know them until we did this podcast. So it's kind of a unique mix, and it's been really neat. And I think even if you're not even considering going solo, there's a lot of wise words from our guests that will be really interesting to hear. And I think there's a lot to take away from those conversations, even if you are in a bigger setting. And I think it can also give some insight into what people are looking for when they're building a practice and starting off on their own. So yeah, it's going to be cool.
It's going to be really cool. And even like I was saying before, not a sole practitioner, not planning on being, but I'm old school and use a paper pen day planner. Every year I tell myself, I'm going to use iCal. I've never stuck to it for like more than a day. and in my day planner, I actually wrote down last month when we were doing some of these going solo recordings, I wrote down like a quote that one of our guests said, because I was gobsmacked by how applicable it was across the board. And I'm not even like trying to hype it up. Like I literally just loved what they were saying so much. So definitely tune into all the episodes. The episode I'm specifically talking about is one with an amazing solo practitioner from Vancouver, Ashley Sire. But yeah, I'm so excited for the Going Solo series. And I'm so excited for some of the standalone episodes we'll have that come after that. And if you're listening and you think that you practice law differently and have done really cool things with your legal education, and you feel like you have a really cool story to share that could resonate with a lot of people, please reach out to us. We would love to chat with you. That's how some of our most favorite episodes have come together, when people have reached out to us and asked to be on the pod. We love chatting with people who have interesting backgrounds and off the tracks careers. And we're always looking for new people to engage with the podcast. So if you have a story to share, please get in touch. We would love to talk to you.
Yeah, I am always so thrilled when other people that have been on the podcast have sent us recommendations, or people who have listened to the podcast have said, hey, you need to get in touch with this person. And it creates this like really beautiful trail of breadcrumbs that we just keep going down and meeting people that we wouldn't have necessarily known on our own because, you know, both of us are fairly new to practice and are just sort of getting our feet in the profession. I don't know. I was going to say getting my feet wet, but I kind of hate that phrase. So I was trying to rework it, but anyways, we were getting, you know, settled in the profession and like, we're still like, I guess the newbies. I don't say I was just called to the bar anymore. I now say recent call thanks to Piper, but, I still do feel like very new, like the pandemic again, can't conceptualize time. Feels like I was just called, feels like I've just been practicing, but apparently it's been a year of the podcast and we started that halfway into my first year of business. So time is evading me at this time.
And I think what's been so cool, is that like Erin and I just built this something out of nothing. And I think that in life, we don't necessarily, Erin and I have talked about this before on the podcast. We talked about it in the first episode of season 2 with Michelle Thompson, the first episode of the Second Life series with Michelle Thompson, where we talk about like celebrating wins in life that aren't stereotypical based on relationship status or marital status or like having a child, like celebrating career wins. And for Erin and I, like this is a big win and we are so excited. And this podcast has been sponsored by Erin O'Rourke Law and Ontario Bar Exam Coach. Erin and I have poured our energy and our time and frankly our money into this podcast. And so we are so grateful for every listen, every like on a tweet or an Instagram post or LinkedIn post.
A review.
Yeah. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It means the world to us. I mean, like preferably leave us a review if you like the podcast. If you don't, like you could just send us a DM and we'd be happy to have a conversation about why you don't like it. And maybe you want to come on as a guest and we can maybe we'll like learn more about your story and then maybe you'll start to like the podcast. But thank you so much to everyone who's listened. And thank you to Erin, because without you, and like, I would be so lonely and be having far less fun in my day to day. And I'm so, so happy to do this with you.
Aw, me too. So Piper, how are you?
Oh my gosh.
Just, Erin, you know, a loaded question, because we ask each other this fairly often. You know, Piper will text me and she's like, how are you doing today? How could I support you? So I just want to check in. It's 1 year of the podcast. It's going on year 3 almost of the pandemic. So how are you hanging in there?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I recently got a rental spin bike from the spin studio that I still work at in my living room. So that's helping me hang in there is my workout studio in the middle of my living room. Who needs a coffee table when you have a spin bike? So there's that. But aside from that, I think one thing that I've thought of is like, I've never had like New Year's resolutions or been like a word of the year person or something. But this year, 2022, my word of the year is abundance. And so I'm working towards like having abundance in my life. So whatever that might mean. So right now I'm looking for like abundance of rest and joy and energy and like abundance of like connection in my relationships. And so some of that takes a lot of work and some of that takes scheduling time for rest. So one of the things I'm doing to take care of myself is today, actually, Erin and I are recording on a Monday evening. And one of the things I did at the start of 2022 is I booked off every Monday evening for myself. So I only on Monday evenings do things that will bring me energy or help bring me abundance in other areas of my life. And I mean, I highly recommend it, or maybe like this is not a new thing and like something that I'm late to the party on, But if you have the time or the space in your week to block a couple hours or an evening to yourself, whatever that might look like, a lot of mine ends up like catching up on things, but it's been great. And I'm definitely going to keep doing it going forward. So that's kind of how I am and how I'm managing. Erin, how are you? You have something very exciting happening in your life in a couple of weeks. Do you want to share?
Yeah. So I am picking up my new buddy, my little puppy, in 2 weeks today, which is crazy to think about. I'm so excited. I'm a little bit nervous for how little sleep I will get, but I am very lucky that I run my own business and can take the time off to adjust accordingly. And I'm very grateful that I have that ability, like we were saying earlier, to take a quick little pause, get adjusted to having a new pup in my life. And it's funny because you had the word abundance. That was my word last year. And this year I've chosen serenity. And I'm not quite sure how serenity and a new puppy is going to work out, but like I will keep you posted on if I am able to keep a state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled with a tiny little puppy running around the house. But that is what I'm trying to cultivate. I think the last year and a half since 2 years, I'm really bad at recycling jokes, but time, I don't understand it. But it's just been really a lot and it's been busy. And that's why when this year came up, I picked serenity because I just wanted to be a bit more intentional about how I spend my time and how I am sort of moving through my days instead of just sort of what I used to call like running, standing up or running, sitting down. I want to be a bit more intentional about how my days are and what work I'm taking on and how I unwind at the end of the day. And so that's how I'm doing. I think it's been tough. It's been tough the past little while to see a light at the end of the tunnel. But I think, you know, doing things like this really keeps me grounded. Having Tuesday launch days has really helped make Tuesdays go from the worst day of the week to the best day of the week. So I love that. And I also love your idea of blocking out time for yourself. I do something called errand days because when I was little, I used to think that when people said they were running errands is that they were actually like running little errands. And I thought it was like my name, not errands. So I call them errand days. And it's sort of when I run a few errands, like, but fun ones, like, you know, pick up some flowers, pick up some like treats, and go for a walk. My favorite place to go for a walk is in Point Pleasant along the water, which is where I always used to see Nova Scotia duck tolling retrievers, which is the puppy that I'm getting. So I'm super excited. And I used to, yeah, I try to do that as much as I can. I have it in my calendar to do it every 2 weeks. Sometimes it's good and I do it every 2 weeks. Sometimes I, get lazy like this weekend, but you know, it comes and goes, but it is nice to sort of carve out that time and make time for yourself. Especially when it kind of seems like time is a weird concept right now and no one really knows, and there's a lot of uncertainty.
So I know that Erin won't self-promote ever. So I'll do it for her. And if you're listening on your phone, which I assume 99.9% of people are, please go open Instagram and go search our toller buddy. Our toller, T-O-L-L-E-R, buddy. And you can follow along with Erin's new puppy as she goes and picks him up in 2 weeks, or when you're listening to this, it'll be a week.
Yeah.
So, yes, very exciting. Erin just got to pick the puppy that she's taking home from the litter like yesterday or the day before. So go follow along. He is adorable. And also that way, if you're following Buddy on Instagram, when in all of our future episodes you hear barking, you can be like, oh yeah, it's just Buddy. I follow him on Instagram. So he's like going to be our new co-host. That's something really exciting for year two of the podcast, is there's actually now as if
we have a mascot.
Yeah, we have a new mascot. We have a new co-host. So we're really, really excited about that. So thank you so much for sticking with us through this episode and the past 28. Thank you for being here for this year. We are so, so, so excited for what year two will bring. If, like we said before, you have any feedback, good, bad, exciting, you want to be a guest, you want to nominate a guest, please let us know.
Our DMs are always open.
But to stay up to date with the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Off the Tracks Podcast. And like we said before, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. We would be so, so grateful. And we can't wait for you to hear the launch of the Going Solo series next Tuesday, February the 22nd.
Bye.